Welcome to the Usher Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Patrick Gregory from the University of Klagenfurt. He recently published an article entitled Entrepreneuring as Provocation and its Critical Capacity, Problematizing and Establishing Meanings of Entrepreneurship. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Patrick, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Yeah, sure. I think for me, it was kind of an atypical process. So the whole thing, the whole project, it all kind of started when I was browsing the Steam platform. This is a marketplace where you can buy video games, actually. So, while I was browsing it, I've seen this this advertisement about a game called Going Under, and the description of this game was something like, it's a satirical video game and it's about failed technology startups. And for me, as an entrepreneurship researcher, I was immediately interested because it kind of is a topic that is very close to what I'm doing. So I just bought it, you know, and I played it. And I was kind of surprised because it had little to do with the business and management aspect, because it was actually an action game. But it was interesting because it has this kind of exaggerated picture of entrepreneurship. You know, it's playing in this very Silicon Valley-like style city full of entrepreneurs. These high-tech startups and unicorns that are bought by big tech companies and so on and so forth. And this was kind of an interesting background for the game itself. And again, at this point, I didn't really thought about doing any kind of research on this, but I kept playing and I was really interested in this portrayal of entrepreneurs as bad guys, you know, so they were the enemies in the game, so to speak. They are this kind of greedy people exploiting their employees and so on and so forth. So a lot of dark humor as well there. And as I was interested, I started to do additional research about the developers. And it seems like they're a small, kind of small independent company as well, situated in Seattle, as far as I remember. And they're also kind of recently established, so a startup themselves, so to speak. And I've seen on their homepage that they explicitly wanted to make fun of entrepreneurship or this kind of startup culture that they experienced on their own in Seattle. And this means that they kind of developed a product, you know, so kind of an entrepreneurial artifact that makes fun of entrepreneurship. And this is where I thought, okay, wow, that's kind of interesting. I've never seen something like this. And this was the phenomenon where I made a connection to the literature afterwards, right? Because what we see a lot in entrepreneurship research, I would say, is that the discourse on entrepreneurship itself is often very positive. It's optimistic, and some scholars also say that it can be considered as a little bit overblown, so to speak, and where entrepreneurship is the solution for all kinds of social problems, from economic growth to employment, sustainability, and all that. And this is where critical entrepreneurship literature tries to portray a little bit, or a more differentiated picture, let's put it that way. But when playing the game, I thought, we don't really know what entrepreneurs think about that discourse and how they kind of can participate in it. And this is actually where my research question came from. So the question of how entrepreneuring, in my case, right, this process of doing entrepreneurship, can also participate in this discourse of how we understand entrepreneurship and what it means, because this is very central, not only for us doing research and teaching, but also for the entrepreneurs themselves, you know, so how they approach entrepreneur practices is very much determined by what we understand or what we want entrepreneurship to be, so to speak. And so this is kind of the background and the literature gap as well, that we are lacking entrepreneurial voices in this discourse.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
I think there are two main contributions, actually, but maybe first a little bit about the findings overall. So what I did then is that I used this practice theoretically based view on discourse and also entrepreneuring, and I tried to identify the different practices that effectuate meaning of entrepreneurship in this context with the game. And there I found three different practices that are, I would say, kind of creative as well for entrepreneurs. And the first one was a lot of about using caricatures. So there's different hyperbolic significations, kind of distorting entrepreneurs, portraying them as monsters and so on and so forth. But also referencing real life companies and persons. The second one is using metaphors. So transferring ideas from other domains to entrepreneurship, finding correspondences, for instance, between this ideas of armed conflict, which was very close to the gameplay of this action-oriented gameplay. But also other things like playing with meaning, breaking the fourth wall, something like this. So a lot of heavy use of metaphors. And the third thing that I found was this idea of devaluing entrepreneurship, something that is not worth pursuing in the state it currently is, so to speak. And this included kind of this ironic praise of bad behavior, of unethical behavior, and also, interestingly, literally destroying the entrepreneur economy within the game through the actions of the player. And these three practices are, and this is where the idea of provocation comes in, I framed them as provocative in the sense of that they establish a specific version of entrepreneurship, but in the same time also problematize it, so that this established version is not what we want it to be. And I built a theoretical model around it, but long story short, maybe, I think the first main contribution of this work is really for this critical scholarship in entrepreneurship studies, that because I think, again, we have been lacking this idea of what entrepreneurship can do to participate here. And my findings kind of emphasize how entrepreneuring and the artifacts involved can critically participate there in this regard. And this was largely neglected in prior work, as far as we can see in the literature. And I also integrated this idea of provocation, which is a very specific theoretical concept introduced by Fabio Moniesa and colleagues. And this is kind of a contribution to our field to translate it into our context as well. That kind of goes beyond this individual or individual entrepreneurs being provocative in different contexts, like pitching contests or something like this. It's more about what provocations can affect and how this is achieved. And in this regard, I think the three practices that I briefly mentioned also add to entrepreneuring as this creative practice, right? This creative way of implementing social change potentially as well. But that is also material, and I think that the case with the video game pretty shows this pretty clearly, that every practice has material connotations. In this case, kind of digital materiality, of course, but I think this is the main contribution. And the second one is more concerned about the ethics of provoking things. So because when you provoke different meanings, so such as, for instance, that startup culture is toxic, you know, this is one kind of version of what entrepreneurship can be, you necessarily leave out other aspects. So kind of other more positive oriented aspects, for instance. So it's always a question of how you establish different meanings, what you leave out. So what meanings are included and excluded, and what effect does this have on the different people involved, for instance. So because even when you make fun of something, you know, of something that are serious issues, the issues are still serious. So there might be some kind of ethical challenges in this regard. And there's also this problem, because when you make fun of it and problematize it, you also have to reestablish this whole situation. And this means that there is this danger of kind of reproducing the thing that you want to criticize. And this gives the ethics of entrepreneuring some new insights, I would say.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
I mean, there were many, many challenges. Also the review process was really helpful in approaching them. So thanks again for the reviewers and the editor as well. But if I think the main challenge for me was really to this empirical context, you know, to analyze a video game for the purpose of a rather theory-driven entrepreneurship paper. And as far as I know, this is the first study that has done so in entrepreneurship. So outside, I would say, serious games in education, for instance. So there were many aspects of the game design, the world that is built, the player character, the different activities and so on and so forth, where I really had to work with different papers and research and game studies to get a little grip on how I can approach it. And of course, I didn't do justice to all this nuances and so on and so forth, but this was rather challenging for me. And I think there's a lot to learn from this medium for entrepreneurship overall in research. And I think this also combined with this autoethnographic approach that I used, so that I was very much involved or was very central for the data production and, of course, of for the findings themselves. And this raised many questions, not only for me, but also for the reviewers, in the sense of, for instance, who is doing the meaning making? So is it me as the player and researcher? Is it the game? Is it like the theory, you know, that surrounds or that kind of embeds the empirical material? And this is where I think that the practice-based approach is very helpful as well, because practices are not necessarily done by an individual person, but in this collective, this assemblage of human and non-humans. And this was a kind of a process to get this point across in the paper. But I hope I managed to have a version where it's clearer than in the beginning, at least. So these were the two main challenges, I think.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
I think the whole process was really great, because it had many surprises. But if I have to choose some, I would say they're more from the theoretical contribution. I think one of the more counterintuitive theoretical aspects is this twin dynamic between establishing and problematizing. So this was also for me personally I needed some time to get grips on this idea, but I think it's very fruitful, because I think it might be sounding strange at the beginning that when you criticize something, you are also part of reproducing the very same problem to a certain extent, you know. And I think this is very apparent in this empirical context. So when you problematize again this whole startup toxicity, you're also producing it somehow and showing it in the game world in this specific case. And this way might enforce you in kind of perpetuating specific cliches and stereotypes or something like this. And I don't say that we have to keep silence about problems. This is not the way to approach issues. But what I think my paper shows is that we need to be attentive in kind of how we present things that we want to criticize, you know, only the different modes of representing are important. And maybe as an honorable mention, also this idea of entrepreneurship provoking itself might sound a little bit counterintuitive at the beginning, because in research is often the case that entrepreneurship is somewhere embedded in context or institutions or discourse, right? But my idea, what I wanted to show is that discourse is not outside of entrepreneurship, but entrepreneurship is part of the phenomenon that discourse wants to describe, right? So this is kind of a tricky idea, but entrepreneurs are part of the discourse that describes what entrepreneurship is. So that was a process for me as well, yeah.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
I think the main thing that entrepreneurs and practitioners can take from this study are related to this ideas of the implicated ethics of provoking. That this is very important, I think, because entrepreneurs should be aware that what they do has impact, not only in the typical sense that you have kind of impact, of course, on yourself and your close surroundings and maybe the economy to a certain extent, but also about the way you present entrepreneurship, you know, and what it means to be an entrepreneur, so to speak. And so I think the findings when analyzing this artifact also show us that entrepreneurs need to be careful on what they provoke and how they do it. Right? So that, because it can have very severe consequences and also might reproduce something that we don't want to have, like different stereotypes. And so my findings, I think, can be very well transferred to other artifacts like, you know, other products that are designed by entrepreneurs, social media postings, marketing material, all these kinds of different things. And so it's very important for entrepreneurs to consider the effects this might have. And maybe to sum it up, I think the game as an experimental intervention, right? It's just one example, of course. It might have looked, especially also for me, a little bit marginal at the beginning. It's a small example, so to speak. But that's the good thing about provocation, that also small or seemingly marginal things can have an impact and even have big effects that help us to understand what entrepreneurship is and to enact different desirable realities that we want to have. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Patrick, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Entrepreneuring as Provocation and Its Critical Capacity, Problematizing and Establishing Meanings of Entrepreneurship. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-erd.com and on the main podcast platforms.